Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, don't be dicks.
Actor Sean Astin later on this morning. We also have Mr. Skin. Just a regular Mr. Skin visit, or you got something special today?
Well, I got the Game of Thrones thing he sent it over. And he's just got his normal visit with what's out there.
Cool. Petey Max here.
Yeah, it's time to catch up with Mr. Skin.
Later this week, TJ Miller. Midweek, Nick will be here, I'm sure. Craig Evans in the house.
Midweek, Nick. I love that. I do. Did you hear about the melon recall?
What kind of melon?
Melon.
All of them. Water, musk. Cantaloupe,
honeydew,
diced.
What's that?
The pre-cut,
watermelon.
The pre-cut melon,
any kind of.
17 state recall for pre-sliced melon.
I like melon.
Please specify the melon.
It doesn't.
Well, when it's pre-cut, a lot of times you'll get a little piece of watermelon, obviously honeydew and cantaloupe.
Oh, you get the variety pack.
Yeah, I usually try it. Yeah. That's what he means, probably, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
I found
specify the melon last night.
That crap's really expensive.
It is
when it comes all cut up.
Totally, it is.
Slice it yourself.
Yeah,
that
my wife
a lot,
slices
and
herself.
You don't get the whatever they are telling us not to get with our melons on this one.
E. coli melon. What is it, man?
It doesn't say.
But once in a while, I like to throw a little watermelon in my Moscow Mule.
Hey,
that's actually pretty tasty.
You got to slow down your alcohol intake.
But,
you want me to be your sponsor?
Nowadays.
Don't remember the good things about Moscow Mules, like watermelon and vodka.
I don't think it's watermelon season.
Oh, you missed it, Petey.
I did.
We're a sponsor now.
Because they still...
Bad sponsors.
It tastes like watermelon rind rather than watermelon.
Don't have fond memories of... You're trying not to drink tonight. Should you not bring up fine... Tonight, he's going to start with one night.
Are you?
Hey, we're supposed to be your sponsors, Craig. Are you?
We're Todd sponsors.
Yeah.
This is great. Call me whenever. I will.
Petey might help you more than we will.
I probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would just say, smoke more weed.
Low bar.
Another low bar.
Yeah.
Although Petey's pretty sober anymore.
Well, he's
sober.
As far as alcohol,
He's been through it.
But he went overboard. That's why he had to slow down. But his shrink said, you should slow down.
Well, it was,
and you went in there looking to slow down,
right? It was kind of my idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. See, the idea when it started for me was, well, you can't quit cold turkey, or are you...
Well, yeah, you were hardcore.
Or things were going to be all messed up.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to go detox heavy. But yeah, you should just take a night off. Win a little battle.
That's my intention.
But
that's
you talked about watermelon and Moscow Mules like you were saying, all right, cool, that's tonight.
Think how great that'll taste Tuesday.
Yeah.
And today's not Tuesday.
The
remember
triumph
that.
Of Tuesday.
I never thought I would live in the age of self-help Petey. just go for a little victory.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Little victories.
That's what it takes.
Self-help
Petey. Stop bringing up melons, Craig.
That does sound good, though.
Anything else you
might. That does sound good. Yeah, maybe even a little mint.
Yes.
Watermelon mint mule.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's where it's at.
Once again, back to not helping.
Well, we got to be realistic. We really got to challenge ourselves here, Todd. This is when the great challenge is.
We should put money down.
One of the great challenges in life.
Yeah, it's not like
saying no.
Yeah. I'm not going to come in. Oh, stop talking about alcohol, guys.
Yeah.
It's just going to make me want to.
No. No, you don't want to brought it up.
No.
We were talking about melons. You brought up alcohol. You actually brought the alcohol up.
Well, that's the last time I have used a watermelon.
Oh, I love my Moscow Mule. It's a watermelon.
I stuck it in a Moscow Mule, and I found out, well, it obviously ain't watermelon season.
That sounds funny. I stuck it in a Moscow Mule last night.
A whole watermelon. Man, that's a big mule.
And it didn't taste good, but you finished that Moscow Mule, didn't you?
There you go. So stop bringing up any fruit, because you muddle stuff in those Moscow Mules all the time.
Man, you can find these pre-sliced melons.
I want to try that, actually.
Oh, now, Petey's off the wagon now.
In several states, including Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska.
Uh-oh.
At Kroger, Walmart, Trader Joe's, Target, and Whole Foods.
That's a lot of places.
Yeah.
We don't have any in sitting in the fridge yet. So I will be careful. They recalled it, though, right?
So what happened?
Here's a little tip for you.
Yeah, 17-state recall.
A little shopping tip for you. I got this from...
He's like, I shop.
I put it on my Pinterest page. If you're going to get those...
Right.
I
should check that out.
Pre-sliced melons. Don't go to the fruit section where it's all boxed up for you and ready to go. Go over to the salad bar.
Oh, do it yourself.
Where they do the fruit salad.
Yeah, it's also laying out.
It's also quite a bit cheaper.
Too, yeah, it is cheaper.
And that's just been sneezed on.
Yeah, no, that's why there's a sneeze going.
No, it's been laying out, but not for that long.
No. I eat salads.
It's still consumable.
My wife actually buys whole watermelons and then spends the time and she slices it all down, and it's the best. Because I was always just cut a big chunk off, grab a knife, and go to town.
You treat it like a block of cheese.
That's exactly how I did it. That's how I eat watermelon.
I thought you were talking about your wife. Go ahead, let me knock on Hong.
That always works.
Yeah, when you talk like that,
they love it. Ladies love it.
You are a charmer.
Today is tax day, for the record.
Yeah, I've never waited this long, but I know people do. People that owe do a lot.
Or extension day.
Well, because you were going to owe.
You can file your extension.
Well, if you owe, you still have to pay by today.
Yeah, I know that. I'm saying a lot of people wait to today to file because they owed and they didn't want to either have the money or wanted to wait as long as possible before they paid the government back the money.
But if you owe and you file an extension, you're going to end up paying interest. Starting today.
I've never gone this long, but I know that people do.
Experts are warning of scammers. They say that scammers will try to use that post-tax day period to take advantage of taxpayers' anxiety. They say that most scammers either pretend to be an agent from the IRS, say you got a refund by mistake, or tried to intimidate you into paying a tax bill with a credit card.
When I see emails from scammers, I just get seriously pissed at the email because I don't open it. I just know that somebody's getting screwed over.
The IRS would like to remind you.
Petey. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Put some beard balm on your ass.
Yeah,
that was brutal. Yeah, Did you wave that?
Just to get out of it.
I know, but you threw it right here.
It was so bad, I couldn't send it. I'm sorry, man.
That's okay, man.
No, you're not.
I am.
I think you're lying.
No, Craig, I'm sorry.
Holy
I am.
God.
I don't want it to feel like that or smell like that. So, I'm sorry, man. Tiger screwed me all up yesterday, man. I screwed up my whole day.
Oh, my God, that's bad.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Whew. How did Tiger throw your body chemistry off like that?
What did you have? Did you eat a slice of pizza every time?
Well, a lot of pimento cheese.
Oh. That was it.
And no time to poop.
That was obviously.
What'd you do with the entire afternoon?
Oh,
that was over at like 1:30.
Yeah, but they played it again right away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Get the spray. I'm serious. Where's the spray? I can't reach it. It's back there.
I'll go get it.
Thank you, man. I walked into my son's room yesterday, and I knocked first, obviously, for certain reasons. But I walk into it, and he'd been, I had to wake him up about 9:30 yesterday morning. And it was, we're out of spray? You got extra in there? I'm serious. That's one of the worst ones I've had in a while in this room.
Oh,
it was just the density. Man.
It's very swampy.
Yeah. put his shirt over his nose. Go ahead, cut my coffee. Go ahead.
All right, cover up.
Go ahead. Spray it, man. Spray it right on my freaking nostrils.
I threw that can like a grenade. I just pulled a pin through it and
much
ran.
Better. That's much better.
I need
better.
A dab of what do they put under their nostrils when
they
do
autopsies?
Yeah, working on dead bodies.
All right, that's your sports. Thanks, Petey. See you tomorrow.
All right, you bet. Right. I got things to do, like poop.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I think the next one is, right?
Yeah, that's a fair chance.
That's about like the next one would be.
That'd be the good news of that.
All right.
The IRS says they do not make phone calls. They do not leave threatening messages. They do not advise using gift cards to pay tax bills.
Right.
And they never call immediately after tax day.
And these scammers, man.
Do they email you?
No, they would get a hold of you. If it's IRS, they're going to get a hold of you.
It's the U.S. mail.
U.S. mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And legitimate U.S. mail IRS forms, exactly. But emails, you see those emails. I know people fall for it. The elderly do. It just sucks.
Yeah, the IRS will never ask you to pay them in iTunes gift cards.
Nope.
I guarantee
no.
it.
No,
and, I guarantee it.
I've gotten several calls. And this is years ago.
Yeah.
But when the IRS is calling, it does not come up on the caller ID as wireless caller.
No. No.
But, you know, you can always string them along if you want to have a little fun with that. But no, the IRS doesn't call you.
No. But I can see what people, these emails look official, a lot of official looking emails for all kinds of scammers.
Yeah, and I know our audience is smarter than that, but tell your dumb friends.
And tell your parents, if you have elderly parents too. Not that all old people are dumb, a lot of young dumb people out there. Hello, and thanks for listening.
Several businesses around the country have specials going on today for tax day.
So oh, yeah, you're going to see at least, you're going to see the... I'm going to head home. I guarantee I'm going to see the Statue of Liberty holding up a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that lady's, that person's out there. That's a crappy gig.
I would release my taxes on my Facebook page, but I'm under audit right now. And I've been under audit since.
You can still release your taxes.
Yeah, that's not a rule.
That's not a rule. That's just for idiots believe that.
When I was at 12. Yeah. Been under audit since I was 12.
Yep.
Oh, you're a shady character.
And as soon as that audit is done, I will release my taxes.
No, you won't.
Oh, wait, I don't have to, because I'm not the leader of the free world.
Yep, and you should. Not you. I don't care.
We didn't talk much about Clark Gable III.
Yeah, he's the guy that hosted Cheaters for
Cheaters.
A while. Yeah. I've seen the guy. There's some old episodes running right now that he was hosting.
Well, he passed away.
Yeah. Was it drugs?
February, found by his fiance at his Dallas home. The cause of death for the grandson of Clark Gable.
Choked himself masturbating?
An overdose of fentanyl, oxycodone, and Xanax.
Ah, I missed it by that much.
Three things.
Yep.
Wow.
Fentanyl.
That's a lot.
Yep. Oxycodone. And the Xanax.
Man, I don't know the guy's demons, but my grandfather was Clark Gable. I'm hosting Cheaters. Might have been part of it. He was a good-looking dude, too. Must not have been a good actor.
Don't know.
Because that show was show's fun to watch, though. Cheaters.
To a certain extent.
I think, yeah.
After a while.
It gets sad. I can watch one. I can watch one.
It gets uncomfortable.
It does get uncomfortable.
So do people always cheat on that show?
Well, yeah.
Or do they not sometimes?
No, that wouldn't be a good show. They always catch them cheating. A lot of times they'll blur their face because after it's done, they agree. They don't want to be on camera.
Somebody's cheating on somebody, and sometimes it's more confrontational than others.
And sometimes it's really sad.
But like I'm like Tyler. I can only watch one segment.
Yeah, one segment.
Mm-hmm. And that's enough.
And that's just to kill time. Nothing else is on.
I mean, you could watch it all day if you look at the guide. It's cheaters, cheaters, cheaters.
Oh, I know. It's all day.
It's marathon.
I don't know what channel that's on, but it's on everyone.
It's VH1, isn't it?
It might be. That's a bad combination. Any one of those is bad for you. Too much Xanax, too much what? Fentanyl and what else?
And oxycodone, I believe.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, anyone
better off just drinking Moscow Mules.
On their own can kill you.
Yeah. Even with poor tasting melon in it.
Just take some, Drink a Moscow Mule next time you want to pop that cocktail.
Well, that may not help you as much as fentanyl, oxy, and Xanax do.
I'm thinking vodka would sell better if it had the same effects as that.
Yeah, and not kill you.
Yeah, except for the death part.
Yeah, except for the death part.
You really think that'd stop people?
Email writes us, thank you for the thought-provoking conversation this morning.
About what?
Yeah,
taking my son to school when the radio kicked on, and Tyler says something about sticking an F-150 up your ass. I immediately changed the channel, but it's too late. My 9-year-old is giggling and asked if I ever tried to stick my truck up my ass. Thank you for that special bonding moment with my son. And now I'll spend the rest of the day trying to figure out the context for sticking a truck up your ass. It was Hot Wheels, and it was Jackass.
I love it.
And it was Ryan Dunn, and it was a condom. There was a condom involved.
Was this guy just cruising down the street in his F-150?
Role reversal.
Yeah. It appears so.
Hey, Dad, you ever tried to take your truck up your ass? 9-year-old knew he's messing with him.
Making memories. It's what we do here.
Yeah.
A kid's never going to forget that conversation
not
with his
all.
Dad.
Right.
No. John says, regarding the orifices, kids swallowing everything these days.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, around 8 or 10, I had a habit of swallowing string.
Ooh, did you create a little ball down there? Or just
highly discouraged.
Did the tags come out hooked up?
Because,
well, that's gross. Yeah.
Eventually, you got to yell for mom.
The string bind you up?
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
I won't go into any details.
Yeah, too late.
You can.
He would just swallow it. They roll up in the ball and swallow it, or just eat it like licorice?
No, I think it's more like spaghetti, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Slurp it up. Yeah. No parent should have to do that.
So it was like anal beads coming out?
I think the string just kind of gets wrapped up in everything else.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Now I'm picturing that.
A man is taking his parents to court.
Petey, eat a bunch of string right now and see what happens in about a half hour. Because I know you're gonna about an hour you'll be sitting on the hopper.
It's going to look like Augusta National at about 9 o'clock. There's people flooding out.
I believe the gases or liquids in Petey's stomach would immediately dissolve that string.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Nothing gets past that.
Yeah.
You're some.
It's pretty toxic right now.
Right.
Use some fishing line. It's a little stronger.
Ooh.
No, that stomach acid could melt metal right now.
A man is taking his parents to court. He wants $86,000 from them.
What for?
Well, they threw out his porn. His collection of porn.
Was it worth that kind of money?
That's how you can come up with a monetary value.
But even porn isn't really worth anything. This is good stuff. I mean, we got a guy. We know a guy with a basement full of VHS and DVD porn. Ain't worth nothing.
Well,
that's why Roger offers deals. Hey, what he calls, man.
Now then, to be fair,
well, he's probably just hoping for a settlement.
Exactly.
This guy says that many of these films in his collection are now out of print.
Got it.
And in some cases, impossible to ever find again because the studios have gone out of business.
Okay, but here's the deal. Why is a grown man still with his parents and keeping it crap
here's
there?
Why.
Yeah.
Here's why. There is a story behind it.
Okay.
He had to move back into his parents' house after a divorce.
Well, that happens a lot. Yeah, it does.
And took his porn with him.
Yeah, because the wife didn't want it. And take her. Maybe that's why she was divorced, because he had rooms full of porn.
I don't know.
And take your porn with you.
Okay. I was going to.
A few months later, the gentleman moved away out of his parents' house and moved to Indiana. And his parents shipped his stuff to him.
All right. But not the porn?
Minus the porn.
They thought that might have been a problem?
The lawsuit claims that the man's father told him that he destroyed the porn.
Oh, he destroyed
last
it.
Last night.
Oh, you could have given it to Goodwill or something.
He destroyed the porn.
Goodwill takes porn.
For his son's mental and emotional health, and he would have done the same if he'd found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Well, if he was a casual porn user, obviously it didn't sound like it.
No.
There's no problem, but if he's a...
Well, we don't know how he used it. He just collected it.
Does he have a case since it was his stuff and it was in his parents' house? Isn't it possessions, 9/10, whatever?
And so, don't know.
Again, how embarrassing is that, though, to be a grown man suing your parents because they threw away your porn? Maybe you have a problem.
Yeah, that's an indication right there.
Right.
You probably have a problem.
12 moving boxes full of movies, and 2 boxes of, quote, sex toys.
Right. Most people would just ignore this and not go public with it.
And most of us, we moved out of our parents' house. At whatever first time we did, we took our porn with us.
Well, this guy called the cops originally.
Any porn back on the farm, puss?
No. Right. No, took that all with me.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom.
Yeah, but no
let's
porn.
Go,
no porn.
Let's go.
No porn. No porn.
So they, originally, he had gone back and...
And you were careful not to videotape anything on the farm, weren't you?
No, you don't. No.
No. No video. Put that phone down.
Put that phone down, he said to the sheep.
How many times you got to tell that to your friends? Put that phone down.
So his 12 moving boxes of movies and 2 boxes of sex toys now destroyed, according to Dad.
Oh, it was destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And originally he called the cops, and they said, no, we're not going to prosecute this. And so now he is through the civil suit.
I don't care how it's not worth $86,000. Come on.
I have no earthly idea.
Yeah, or do I? You know,
I've got no idea if it really is. I don't know the porn market. If you can find something from a particular period of time, from a studio that is no longer in business.
Maybe the first stag film ever. Maybe some ancient porn.
Or this is the first 2 films from this particular artist.
Now there's more coming.
I'm curious, since we've had a bunch of flooding in and around the area that we live, if anybody has dealt with someone from FEMA and explained to them that they had an extensive porn collection. And,
that's right.
You know, maybe they got video. Maybe they got pictures of it.
Right.
And
I lost all my furniture and all my porn.
The porn collection has a certain value to it,
right,
if they're getting reimbursed for that.
Or maybe porn is lapping up on somebody's yard now.
Oh, right. See, that's happening.
If it washes up, it's yours.
Oh, it's usually lapping.
Yeah. A little sports with Petey coming up. Don't fart again. Another half hour.
I'll try. Half hour.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.